Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to Oracle's Reading by Omiinka 7 and Tribe. Thank you so very much for joining me this evening or this afternoon. We are just coming out of a holiday, the 4th of July, and for those of you who were celebrating the Stars and Stripes yesterday, I hope you had a joyous time celebrating our Independence Day. Now I want to talk to you about your real Independence Day, debriefing yourself from religion and getting free from the bondage of religion. That's right. This is a series that we're doing now and talking about how to debrief yourself. Now, for those of you who tuned in yesterday to part one, we laid a foundation for some of the things that we could do to fill in for debriefing ourselves and making that transition out of formal religion. Now, how many of you are in a formal religion right now? Don't everyone raise their hand at the same time. Now, Africans know that we did not go to church with our slave master. And if we did ever go to church, that was the only time we went was with our slave master. Our churches were held in the backwoods somewhere near the lake. We oftentimes went out in the woods. Now, we've come away from all those things because we feel like we're civilized now. But we have to remember that the real African within his heart and the real African know the salvation reigns within the heart. Now, we also know that if we are going to get free from this thing, we have to get free together. Because Africans know we don't get to heaven by ourselves. We believe that if I go to heaven, you go to heaven with me. So we got to get free together today. And if you guys will just get in a position and a place where you can sit and listen for a while, I'm going to help you find that freedom from this bondage. Because we have for so long tried to be everything to everyone and try to submit ourselves unto religion and to religious doctrinal teachings and dogmas that we've gone so far away from really finding the divinity within ourselves. That's right. You are divine. Didn't you know that? Didn't anyone ever tell you that you were a divine individual and that divinity rests upon your head? Number one, when someone tells you that by one man's sin you all enter into death, because of that one man's sin called Adam, we now are bound for hell or for judgment and that we will have struggle in our life. Now, if you don't know who you are, then you cannot walk in that royalty. That's why I want to wake you up and let you know that divinity has always been in you and God has always lived in you. Now, when I was studying in the religion sector and I found out that the doctrinal teachings of Jesus walking the face of this earth may have never been true and that some of those doctrines may have been lies, I was really baffled by the fact that our Lord and Savior Jesus may have never walked the face of this earth. But doctrinal teachings go along with history. And if you notice, the Bible does not have timelines, nor does it have dates. So it doesn't include the time that Jesus walked the face of this earth. And there are years missing during the time he walked the face of this earth. Some even say that we may have a mystical Jesus that did not exist at all. Now, if that be the case, then how are we going to say that this man died for our sins and that all of our sins are now at the mercy seat and are under the blood? Then we would have to go back to those lies and realize that we're not covered by anything after all. There's so many lies that have been told to us so-called Christians that we just walked around and baffled about these things, and now we want some answers. That's right. We want to free ourselves from this Eurocentric teaching that has held us in bondage ever since slavery. Do you remember or recall watching Roots and when Roots was talking about keeping your name and teaching us to hold on to our name and to our African teachings? That's right. We had African teachings, and our African teachings taught us a number of things, and that we saw in that movie, not only saw in that movie, some of us have even talked to our ancestors, and they've told us that we have a heritage and a teaching. Now, what about us poor slaves who never got to learn to read and could not pick up that Bible? Does that mean we go without salvation? God wouldn't be so stupid to just put everything in a book and say, now you got to learn it in order to get your freedom. That could not have been true because so many of us were forbidden to read, and we still are considered as Christ-like people. Christ is a concept. It is not something where Christ is going to come and walk the face of this earth again, because he won't be coming back. He left a Christ-like behavior for us to follow. He was an image. He was our elder's brother, giving us an example of what we are to do as far as walking out this thing called salvation. Some of us are so far and so lost from the truth that we have just gone to church for ritualistic reasons and followed these traditions of our fathers, and no one has ever really explained to us what do they actually really mean. And why are we following all these traditions of our fathers? As we look back now, we can see that some of these traditions were wrong, and now we want the truth. We don't want to just be in a traditional ritual in a church following all these guidelines and finding out that none of them are helping us with our daily life. Don't you want a way of life? A way of life is better than a religiosity concept of tying ourselves to something rather than having a way of life, a quality of life. So many of us have gone to church for so long because it's ritualistic. I know I have. And we've stayed in the church for ritualistic reasons. Now, you can come out of the church now. You could come out with your hands up. You're free. You've been free for a long time. You just haven't known it. Now, pastors, I know you're listening, and I know you're saying, what is that woman doing? And don't damn me, damn yourself, because some of the things you're doing, God or Jesus didn't tell you to do. Now, taking a flock around with you is one thing. And leading them to direction is another. But building a building and having us to pay for the building and to maintain the building and to get new add-on and extensions and pay for it, that's another thing. So black folks are waking up now. They're tired of building this building and all of these churches that are immaculately built and they are fit for a king, and yet our children's schools are falling down with asbestos all around them. Shouldn't we be able to go in those churches and have school? Shouldn't we be able to make an extension of those churches into schools because we put money into those buildings? Why won't you even suggest that, pastor, elder, deacon? Why won't you suggest that the children transition into the churches to go to school? The buildings are fit for Sunday only, and they're not utilized properly throughout the week. And if there are buildings that we help pay for, by golly, we should be able to use them. There's a lot that's going wrong. We got churches on every street corner. Nobody is saved. Everybody living a hellish life. What's up with that? And if we are so indoctrinated in church, don't you think some of us should pour over into our lives on Monday morning? Why are we still struggling with morals? And we can't legislate morals, but we certainly can put them in the hearts of men so they can live by them. Now, I tell you what's wrong. Some things can't even be legislated, and you will have to have them taught and utilized in meditation. When you go into meditation, you take the images with you of things you want to meditate on. You begin to work on changing bad habits so that you could correct things while you're submerged in the deep subconscious, and that is where you do the work of changing bad behavior. That is why meditation is so important, and it's going to have to be indoctrinated into our lives. And if we don't realize that these are tools you need within your cosmic record, you also need your altar. You need to be able to go there and find God whenever you want to and commune with your ancestors and God. You know your ancestors are the only one concerned about you. They're the sum total of why you came, and they seek to help you, and they stay around your surroundings to open doors for you that you can't open for yourself. Why don't you acknowledge your ancestors? Why don't you commune with them? And why don't you reconnect with them? That is what's going to free you and take you out of the bondage that you're in, because they are concerned about your well-being. Now, don't tell me the pastor's the only one concerned about you and Jesus loved me. Yes, this I know. But you have to understand, Jesus is not going to come back here in the form of a man walking, because you and I both will reject him in lieu of the fact that he might be an imposter. We're going to have to find Jesus and God within the beings of our own consciousness. And we're going to have a God-like behavior and a conscious-like behavior of Jesus to walk out the Christ-like image. But for most of us, we will constantly go into the church to look for music and look for the song and dance. There's nothing wrong with the song and dance. By golly, the Africans believed in the bembe. The bembe is a source of meditation and a source of therapeutic help for those who are sick. Now, how do we get free of all of these lies in the Bible? First of all, we start denouncing them, and we start addressing them, and we start pointing out to the pastors what has been so wrong. For number one, there's scripture in the book that says, slaves, obey your master. There should not be any scriptures written for African Americans to function as a slave anymore. Now that we've come out of bondage, we should not have to obey any masters because there shouldn't have been slaves in the first place. But we're still strung out on some of the scriptures, and we still live by the scriptures. For example, you got the Jehovah's Witnesses who believe that you ought not to even celebrate your own birthday, let alone any other ritualistic birthday. Now, be it as it may, and if that is their customs and tradition, African-American, you need to question those customs and traditions. You need to question a lot of things that have been taken away from you in this religion. If we have to tie ourselves to a tree and to take a licking and struggle from being in these religions, then maybe we don't need to be in these religions, because if religion makes you have to give up everything in your life that brings you joy and that crucifies you to a tree all over again, it's time to think about whether or not this religion is good for you or not. Now, we keep talking about giving you salvation, saving you. How is it that a religion is going to save you from this world? You're in the world, but you don't have to be of it, and you don't need a religion to tell you that. You can separate yourself from the things that are not good. Now, it's very, very vital that women in the church that are the hats that run these churches, that women certainly need to understand that your pastor is not your husband. If you go to him for counseling and asking him for advice for your marriage, your minister has no business telling you to come in for consultation without your partner and giving you both advice. And you're not married to the church, nor are you married to the pastor. So you have to be very careful about taking your personal and private concerns to the pastor in lieu of that he might lead you in another direction rather than leading you and your spouse together. It's very vital that we should wake up to understanding that there's things going on in the church that are not right. There's things going on where black men can't even come there and find their place. Pastor, shouldn't it be a first priority that a black man finds his place in the church and he knows what his mission is? Because us women who are wearing the hats, we cannot wear the hats and then not be able to go into the pulpit, because there's something wrong with that also. So we're going to have to get this thing together. We need more community centers, and the community centers must be made up of the community. Addressing the community centers would address the problems that we have. We need more PT, parent information centers, in a community that will address the special needs children and those parents who are raising special needs and challenged children. We need to see more of those things go on. Our communities are in a shamble, and yet the churches are still standing. How is it that the churches are still standing and our communities are in a shamble? We have no collective community, and we are a communal people. We are a communal people where we must gather together and we must fellowship together. That is our nature as an African American. We are communal people. So we must create community. We must create community not only on the 4th of July where we light our firecrackers and bring everyone together for joyous, harmonious function. We must light our firecrackers on a daily basis and bring joy and happiness to ourselves. When you go to Europe, you see that at least once a week they have holiday and they celebrate the joyous community of people coming together. That's what African Americans are missing. We don't have enough laughter and joy and things to look forward to. Then that is left up to the church. Don't just take away all the holidays and all the rituals, but let's put the African rituals back in our community. Let's put them back one by one. And starting with Juneteenth, that is our holiday. And every person in every community should have celebrated June 19th as our holiday when we first officially got the word of our freedom. For the Eurocentric person to tell us everything about our holidays, our rituals and tradition, and we don't gather and develop our own. we must come together and understand that our traditions come out of our heritage. And we not only have a heritage, we have a culture. And our culture is where all of our religion is born out of. Don't go letting a Eurocentric man or woman create a religion and a holiday for you when it must come out of your culture. How is it that they know your culture and what you need? You know what you need, and you certainly know that you can create your own customs and holidays, like reciprocity, kudichajilia, giving something back after someone has lent you something. It's very vital that we should understand that heaven is not above, nor is it below. It is in a transit stage, and we've got to stop telling people to look down when they bow their heads, because that is not where heaven is. And we've got to start telling people that we'll have our heaven right here on this earth. For example, between the legs of a woman, a man could enter heaven anytime he pleases. Heaven is right between the legs of a woman for a man. We must clearly understand that there is no God that is going to come and embrace us, that God is combustible fire, ratified energy, and that God who created the universe will not come down and commune with you, because he's taken himself as ratified energy and wrapped himself up in matter and placed it in our being. And that's where God rules, rests, and abides within us. And some of us are walking around with God asleep in our being. We've got to wake up God and pull God up out of that submerging water in our subconscious. And we've got to seek God right within our own being. Now, you are God, little children. You need to wake up and find God within your being. He is not out in the atmosphere. And don't go telling me that God is not a jealous God. Yes, he is. He wants you to find him right in his being, and you've been searching everywhere else but within yourself. That is where God rules, rests, and abides, within you. Now, I want you to consciously go in and do meditation and reach the God that's within you. And we can find ourselves today. We could come to ourselves and become gods overnight. But we must do it quickly. Time is up on us. We don't have the time to waste anymore. We must come into consciousness and realize that there is nothing outside of ourselves any greater than ourselves. The only great thing you will find is within yourself. And you must begin to reach within yourself and find God. Because if you don't reach within yourself and find God, you will never know what it is like to benefit from a God. Now, a lot of us are wondering, what do we do to debrief ourselves and come out of the formal religion? How do you debrief yourself and come out of the formal religion? Well, you give back your membership card. You denounce your membership. You talk to your pastor. You explain to them that you're seeking God for yourself and you need a sabbatical. And when you take that sabbatical, I want you to honestly look for God within yourself, spending time in your prayer closet, spending time on your knees, and meditation, because that is a time where God will speak to you and answer you and give you solutions to your problems. Don't always be begging God in prayer, because we need to hear from God if we sit quietly with ourselves. We can truly find God. Now let us go to station identification. And I'll be right back at you in a second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you the day after our 4th of July holiday. I don't know what you're doing out there this evening, but I hope you're not falling down on your knees right now. I hope you're able to stand up erect and receive this message so that you know that you have some opportunities and you have some decisions to make about how to debrief from your former religion. And religion is just nothing but being tied to a way of life. And if you want to be tied to a way of life that you control, then you ought to make the preparations for that type of lifestyle. Don't let anyone live your life for you. Don't let anyone put you in bondage and tell you that you must do this or that. You can't celebrate this holiday. You can't go to that formal event because you got to look up to God, and if you don't, you'll be crucified. I don't think God wants to put anybody in bondage. I think that's the church doing that. And the set of rituals that we're using are certainly not the rituals we need to live by. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so very much for lending me your ears today, and especially your time to learn how to debrief. And you can debrief in your own way. And let us go out of here with the understanding that it's us that has control over our lives and control over our religion. And our religion, we must drop it. And now we must develop a way of life, and a way of life that we will practice good, harmonious behavior. And I thank you for that. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Join us on our next occasion. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you soon. Oh, Gabo and Baba Booty, y'all.